You are now going to experience exercises that utilize memory, imagination, and intuition as it applies to the detection of information. The goals for doing the exercises are several. One, to control imagination, since imagination out of control has the potential of causing problems, such as in the case of always thinking of the worst-case scenarios. Two, to develop clairvoyance, clear vision, so as to have access to information of all kinds. And three, to know the world around you, so as to enhance your living experience. Each of those goals has the greater outcome of problem solving. Going through the training process for developing intuition may seem a little confusing, as the training process Mr. Miyagi had Daniel undergo for learning karate in the movie The Karate Kid. Mr. Miyagi says, "First wash all cars, then wax. Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Breathe in through nose, out of mouth. Don't forget to breathe. Very important." In addition, Daniel was to ask no questions about the repetitive process. The extensive, somewhat unconventional training Daniel went through, which also involved sanding and painting fences using specific hand motions, taught him the fundamental knowledge and gave him the experience that came together automatically when he was tested by Mr. Miyagi. Going through all the exercises may be a bit tedious and a lot of work, but they're important in order to establish an endless number of subjective points of reference. This is similar to Daniel's training in that your desire to develop intuition, like Daniel's desire to learn karate, allowed you to endure a process without much questioning. By going through the process, you too discover that when you're put to the test, during times of need, your subjective points of reference will automatically be available to you for problem solving. All you need is a sincere desire to solve problems. With every subjective point of reference you establish, you will be able to function that much better in the subjective dimension, in much the same way that every additional physical point of reference you established allowed you to function more effectively in the physical world. As you accumulate subjective points of reference, you will become more and more confident with functioning in the subjective dimension. You'll also become more confident with your sensing ability in relation to perceiving real and valuable information. Built into the process is trial and error. And times of error are as important as times of accuracy for establishing subjective points of reference, since you're able then to establish clear distinctions between how each is experienced. Each step builds on the previous one. As Mr. Miyagi would emphasize, first, you learn to stand, and then you learn to fly. That is nature's rule. The more points of reference you establish, and the more you practice with your abilities, the better you get. Having gone this far into the process has allowed you to establish so many subjective points of reference with inanimate matter and animate matter. Yet no form of matter is as complex and full of energy radiation as the human body and mind. This is what my father had to say about that.
The human kingdom is the highest level of intelligence. Now remember that the least intelligent dimension is inanimate matter. A little higher level of intelligence, as kingdoms go, is plants, then animals, and the highest level is human kingdom. Here we have the highest level of intelligence. It's the easiest dimension to start developing our confidence that we can function here in this dimension, to be able to have things happen, and to be able to test them out and to prove to yourself that this mind really gets into this dimension and causes effects. With animals, we go a little further. With plant, we have to project a little further. With inanimate matter, we have to project all the way. We don't meet along the way. It has no intelligence to meet us halfway, like the human kingdom has. So if we were to develop our confidence, our way of functioning with these new faculties, we want to establish the use of these faculties in the dimension that's easiest to function in, and that's the human kingdom.
In addition, we are completely in rapport with the human body and mind. This makes it even easier to sense information of all kinds during your exploration. Ask with your previous exercises if at any point during your exploration problems or malfunctions are detected, then at this objective level, you can correct it. This is something that we have emphasized in every single exercise. We don't always know when or where problems originate. Yet, it seems that when the thought and pictures of correction replace the thoughts and pictures of malfunctions, there seems to be an attracting force that conforms energy and matter to the corrective thoughts and images. This seems to help in the correction of that particular problem. This ties in with the concept that thought precedes physical manifestation. This also ties in with the law of attraction that basically states that you attract to yourself that which you put the energy of your thoughts into. If you desire something, you can attract it to you by anticipating its arrival into your life. Alternately, you can attract that which you do not want into your life by giving negative energy to your thoughts of receiving it. Although this law of attraction seems to work best when working on a personal level, since you are in control of your own creations, it also seems to influence others positively when you project thoughts and images of healing and betterment towards them. This is especially true when the person you are projecting to also has a sincere desire to get better and is working with you along the way. There are many studies that both support and tear down the practice of healing at a distance, remote viewing, the influence of prayer, mental projection for the purpose of detecting information, and developing intuition. In spite of these studies, many people make the conscious choice to make positive contributions by projecting health, healing, and goodness towards others instead of doing nothing at all. If only in your heart and quietly, you will know that you're doing your part as a human being to be of service to others and help solve problems. Developing and/or having the ability to sense information at all levels and depths of matter gives you the opportunity to observe existence from a totally different point of view. Through this type of observation, you are able to gain wisdom and knowledge of a deeper nature. With that knowledge comes a deep understanding of the purpose and value of all things that exist, and a respect for all creation. Subjective observation leads to acquiring knowledge, that leads to understanding, that leads to respect, and all those factors come together to form the foundation for unconditional love to exist. It also allows us to sense our place in the scheme of the big picture. In developing your clairvoyant abilities, you gain access to knowledge of all kinds that may sometimes seem illogical in nature. Solving problems with subjective tools sometimes works differently than solving problems with objective tools. Such is the case in the story of a man who died leaving behind 11 cows. In his will, he left instructions on how the cows would be divided among his three sons. The eldest son was to receive half of the cows, his second son 1/4 of the cows, and the youngest son 1/6 of the cows. The will had a strict condition that no cow be slaughtered. Unfortunately, the division of the cows would result in 5.5 cows for the eldest, 2 3/4 cows for the second son, and 1 5/6 of a cow for the youngest son. With this dilemma on hand, the sons went to a wise man and asked for help. After meditating on the problem, the wise man informed the three sons that he was going to solve the problem by borrowing a subjective, imaginary cow from the spiritual dimension and add it to the 11 cows. This would then increase the number of cows to 12. He then went on to divide the 12 cows according to the will. After doing this, the eldest son ended up inheriting 6 cows. The second son inherited 3 cows, and the youngest son inherited 2 cows, totaling 11 cows. They each received more by doing this. There was no cow slaughtered, and once the problem was solved, the imaginary cow was returned from where it came. As in the case of the wise man, your mind, once equipped with subjective tools such as subjective points of reference, is able to seek out those points of reference and become aware of information that can be applied creatively in order to solve problems of all kinds. In addition, you are also able to creatively influence matter with your thoughts. With these abilities comes a different kind of responsibility, and not everyone is ready or willing to accept this. Knowledge applied has the potential of solving problems, and he who has more knowledge inherits the responsibility of solving more problems.